All right, welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're taking a look at some internal GSUSA stuff, mainly between 2016 and 2020. And we're doing it through the lens of Steve. He's this IT and business guy, super experienced, over 30 years. Worked at GSUSA in the late 2000s for a bit, then came back in 2014 for the whole CEI project. Started as a contractor, then became full-time. What we've got is a bunch of Steve's emails and documents. Kind of gives us this peek behind the curtain, particularly around all those Gallup employee engagement surveys they were doing.
Interesting.
It gets pretty fascinating, sometimes frustrating too.
Yeah, what really struck me was this pattern. Early on, Steve's raising concerns, offering solutions, but it's like no one's really taking him seriously. Like right from the get-go, September 2016. He's emailing Claire Ferrarin in HR, expressing confusion about where the organization's headed.
Sounds like he sensed a disconnect.
Yeah.
Think about Steve's background. This isn't some, you know, disgruntled rookie. We're talking decades of experience.
Right.
Someone who clearly cares about GSUSA, wants to see it succeed.
That definitely comes through in the emails. He's passionate. Like in late 2017, those Gallup scores come out. IT scores are especially low.
Oof.
But Steve doesn't just sit around complaining.
Good for him.
He actually drafts this whole communication model, almost like a blueprint for how GSUSA could fix things. Even sends Claire a video showing a communication approach he used successfully before.
Wow, he went above and beyond.
He's putting in the work, trying to help.
Not just pointing fingers, but offering real solutions.
Exactly. And this isn't just a one-off thing. This keeps happening throughout the emails. He's constantly flagging concerns.
Right.
But it seems like his feedback just, I don't know, vanishes into thin air. Like April 2018, he sends this really thought-provoking email to his CIO, Amy Berkowitz. It's about this article he shared, how Salesforce tackles income inequality.
Okay.
Ties it all back to those low Gallup scores.
Clever.
Like he's saying, hey, look, here's a company doing it right. Maybe we can learn something.
That's a good point. And how did Amy respond to that?
Well, in the emails we have, not at all.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what about Claire? How did she handle all of this? Was she receptive to Steve's concerns, or was it more of a, yeah, yeah, we hear you kind of thing?
It's tough to say for sure. On the one hand, she acknowledges his worries, tries to get Steve and IT leadership talking.
Right.
But there's this feeling like maybe she's just trying to keep him quiet.
Without addressing the root causes.
Exactly.
So then comes 2019, and Lukman Fizzal enters the picture. Brought in specifically to lead change based on those Gallup results. Did that change things?
There's a sense of optimism at first, for sure. Steve's working directly with Lukman, analyzing the Gallup data, brainstorming solutions.
Oh, progress.
Yeah. But then, remember how Steve questioned how they were going about fixing the problems? He thought they were too focused on superficial changes just to bump up those scores, not really tackling the deeper issues driving disengagement.
Makes sense.
And you know what? This obsession with surface-level fixes is perfectly illustrated by what happens next.
All right, now I'm intrigued. Got to hear more about this.
Let's dig into that in part two of our deep dive.
All right, sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.